While the pandemic continues to stress the American healthcare system, nursing programs are turning away qualified applicants at record numbers. Why? There's not enough faculty to teach them, because the job doesn't pay well enough. Between baby boomer nurses retiring and that aging generation needing more healthcare services, the demand for registered nurses is at an all-time high.
So we hire a minimum of 150 new graduates every year. Yeah, last year we hired probably closer to 200.
That's Mary Ellen Bonchek, Chief Nurse Executive at New Hanover Regional Medical Center. Over 2,200 nurses work in the New Hanover system, and the new hires come straight from local programs at schools like Cape Fear Community College or the University of North Carolina Wilmington. Linda Haddad, the nursing program director at UNCW, says their programs always receive hundreds of applicants. CFCC reports similarly high numbers.
We always have, you know, well over 400 applicants.
And that's for just 80 spots, according to Brenda Holland, the department chair of nursing at CFCC. In 2019, over 80,000 qualified applicants were turned away from U.S. nursing programs.
So given that so many are qualified, would you guys like to expand the program to be able to train those students?
Oh, absolutely. We would love to take more students, but we have other barriers.
So talk to me about what those other barriers are for
faculty,
you guys.
Faculty.
Chief Nurse Executive Bonchek says it's not that people don't want to teach, it's the pay cut.
There are some of my nurses at the hospital, across the health system, that would love to teach, but they're not going to take that kind of a cut in pay.
Simply put, a nurse makes more money in practice than teaching. The CFCC nursing department chair says a nurse making $80,000 in practice might make $50,000 teaching at their program. According to the American Association of Colleges of Nursing, nursing educators in academic positions earn about $20,000 less on average than clinical or private sector nurses with the same education. And as a result of these pay disparities, nursing faculty positions are difficult to fill.
This past fall, we were looking for a faculty member, and we had to turn it down before we found someone who would accept. And so we do get lucky in that, you know, sometimes we have nurses whose husbands make enough money that they can take a pay cut.
It's hard to find someone who can afford a major pay cut for their professional passion. And this problem, the nursing faculty shortage, is expected to worsen. The average age of a nursing professor with a master's degree is 57. A nursing professor with a doctorate degree, 62. A wave of faculty retirements is coming, and there just won't be enough educators to replace them. Caitlin Freund, WHQR News.